Okay. All right. Well, welcome everybody. You know, it's kind of hard to believe we're here in our last couple weeks. All right. Well, I hope you guys had a good Easter. I didn't send an email telling people that we weren't going to have class. So I was like, oh, I better stick a sign on the door. So I hope that didn't mess anyone up. But if you had a good Easter and enjoyed time with your family, I know we did. Just want a couple of things to announcements to make before we get started. I think the first thing is, if you haven't signed up for the parenting conference and if you're interested in that, it's coming up this Saturday. And it's $10, I think. It's all day, like 8 to 4:30. So it's a full day. And $10 for a full day is really good. Includes lunch and everything like that. And yours truly will be sharing a session in a workshop. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good day. So if you haven't signed up, I think they're taking sign-ups today in the front there. And then if you miss, you can, I think, still sign up online. So if you aren't prepared today, or you're still thinking about it. So that's one announcement. And then the second announcement I'm going to make is about the website. I haven't talked about that for a while, but I do have a website specifically for this class. And it's a membership website. I do have a regular website. It's verachristian.com. And I do post there, I think, about six times a week. So the general site, I just have a theme that I post through for the month, and then Friday I do some fun stuff, and then Saturday I share a little bit about what I'm learning from the Lord. And so that's a general website for anybody. But there's a website for this class, and that one's a membership website for, and it has all the talks that we've done this semester. I've been putting them up, and for me, I think that's been a great way for me to learn. I don't know, I work out and I listen to different speakers and stuff like that, or I'm cooking dinner and I'm listening to different speakers, and for me that's been a great way to keep my mind focused and learning new things. And I love being able to listen to things over and over and over again, because usually that's what it takes for me. And so if you're interested in the website, it's a $25 donation. And I'm trying to include things on there that I don't get to cover in class. So like for each session, I try to find other links, maybe talking about the same subject from a different viewpoint, or, you know, some things that I just can't do. So maybe I'm just not qualified to speak on, like, you know, how do you, you know, single parenting. You know, I'm not qualified to speak on single parenting, or, you know, my husband is a believer, but I don't know how to, you know, deal with unbelieving husbands. You know, different things that I'd like to put on there if to enrich the class here, because I know I can't speak on everything, and there's a lot of things I've had to cut out. So if you're interested in that, it's a one-time fee. It's not like every month or anything. It's just $25, and I will send you the username and password, and you can access stuff. I'm hoping to put everything up by the end of May, so you'll have, you know, something to refer to, a refresher or whatever, if you need it. Okay? So those are my two announcements. Next week is our last class, so I hope you are going to be able to make it. And so today I am going to do something special and different for you. I like to do this often because I know that as much as I feel like the Lord has a lot to share, he's been teaching me, I think that, you know, what he shares with me may not be what you need to hear. And so I firmly believe that God knows where each one of you are at in your marriage. I don't know all the details. I don't know what's going on in your home. I don't see everything day in and day out. But the Lord does. And so today what we're going to do is I'm going to let the Lord be your speaker. I'm going to let the Lord be the one who shares his heart with you. And so what I have is I have a couple pink sheets. And this is good. And if you haven't picked up your notes already, I'm returning all your communication cards to you, basically because sometimes, you know, we forget what we wrote, and it's just a way to kind of just refresh your memory. The main question about what resonates with you, I believe that those things are the things that the Holy Spirit wants to put on your heart. And so if it's interesting for me when I write notes down about the things that really speak to me, not just content. You know, sometimes I'm just writing notes because I'm filling in the blanks and drawing information down. But I worded that question specifically because I wanted it to be something that the Lord is putting on your heart, tugging at your heart. And so if you have done that diligently throughout your times here, hopefully you begin to see, wow, God is maybe trying to say something to me. God is trying to teach me something. For me, I notice things just come up over and over and over again. You know, get the same ideas over and over and over again. And for me, that's a big hint. Oh, maybe he's trying to tell me something. This is something I need to work on. Sometimes it's things that don't seem to connect at all. You know, it's a little bit of something here this week, something here this week. And then this morning is a time for you to just sit with the Lord and ask him, well, is there something you want to tell me? Is there something you want me to pay attention to? Is there something that I need to work on in particular? And so this morning is going to be just space. So I know we're often very busy. I know I am. I don't have usually a luxury of time to just sit and be with the Lord, especially for my husband, to pray for my husband and our marriage. And so that's what this morning is going to be. If you don't have a lot of communication cards, or maybe you just don't think it's really working for you, I do have a second prayer exercise if you're interested. If you find that the first one just doesn't seem to click with you. But another way that I pray for my husband is just learning to ask the Lord. You know, my husband is he is a physical person, he is a spiritual person, he's got emotions, he's got relationships. And sometimes I just need to ask the Lord, is there something that you want me to pray for him? And so the second exercise is more just letting the Lord highlight for you. You know, I want you to pray for his physical state or his relationships or whatever. Ask the Lord to surface something for you. And then on the second page, the prayer exercise number two, I have some prompts. And you don't have to go through all of them, but I just wanted to just throw them out there to stimulate your thought. And I wrote as many of them as I can in question form, because oftentimes we come to prayer and we make statements. We tell God what we want. We tell him this. We tell him that. And we, you know, which is fine. But I worded these in questions so that you come to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to pray for? And, you know, for example, where is my husband spiritually? You know, and you're basically dialoguing with God. So, you know, when you ask a question, you kind of expect a response. And so the questions are worded in a way not for you to answer, but for you to let God speak to you. Now, I know that this might be new for you. This might be a little different approach to prayer for some of you, but I wanted to give you a chance to do that, because I know that sometimes when I ask God and I just shut up and listen, he begins to bring things to my mind that I would never have thought of praying. So like this week, my husband was gone at a conference. And so I was with the kids, and I tried to commit to, I mean, I committed to praying for him daily. And so I just asked the Lord, what do you want me to pray for him today? You know, what is it that you want me to highlight today? And some of the things he brought up were like things I never would have thought of. You know, I would not have thought of praying for his some relationship time with his roommate that he was with. You know, because I knew they were a really busy schedule. That I, you know, the Lord said, you know, pray for time to him to connect with his roommate. And, you know, time, because I know he was busy, you know, pray for time to just pause and think, you know, a break, you know. So I prayed for a lot of things that I didn't think that, you know, I would have said, oh, well, you know, please help them to stay awake, or, you know, please help me get there safely. You know, I would have done like really simple things, but the Lord brought prayers into mind as I asked him, you know, things that I could pray for this week. And it was neat because I asked him, you know, when he came home, you know, how was it? And he shared some of those answers that I would not have ever guessed. And so I'm hoping that that's what it's going to be like for you today, that the Lord is going to give you something to pray for your husband. If you, maybe you already know already what that is, but a chance for you to just interact with the Lord. And I think one of the things that I've told moms before is that you can come to a class, and every class, and go home and not be changed by it, you know. And I think my prayer is that, you know, you, even if you come to one class and you hear one thing and you go home and it affects your marriage and impacts your marriage and it changes it for the better, then that's better than, you know, coming all the time and doing nothing about it. And so if you have come every week and find something to take home, that's even better. You know, and you don't have to apply 10 things. You don't have to, like, do everything that was suggested. But if you can find one thing to take home and one thing to practice and one thing to do as a result of being here, that's better than, you know, being able to have a whole binder full of notes. You know what I'm saying? So today, that's my prayer for you, is that the Lord will give you one thing to take home. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be from me. You know, it doesn't even have to be anything I have said. You don't have to remember anything I said. But I'm praying that the Lord, in your time together, is going to surface something for you that is going to be just for you to take home, and where you need it, what you want and desire, and your husband needs and desires. Okay? So I hope that makes sense today. So I am going to give you the rest of the hour till 10:30, and I hope you enjoy it. You know, I have some treats over there. I have coffee if you want to. I realize I forgot to bring tea, so I just have coffee. If you want something hot to drink, you're welcome to be in here. You can go outside if you'd like to be outdoors. And it's just going to be a time for you and the Lord. And I hope that you, I'm just really praying all week that you'll be enjoying that, because I know God is a much better teacher than I ever will be, you know, and he will know what you need today. And maybe it's nothing to do with this class at all. Maybe it's just needs to, time for you to just breathe or just rest. And, you know, it's just been crazy. And if that's what he wants for you, then that's the best thing for you. And that's what, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way, okay? So I'm not, it's not an assignment, you don't turn in anything today, you just be with the Lord, okay? And so if you want someone to pray for you, if you want, you need, feel like you need prayer for anything, feel free, I'm going to be in here. I'd be glad to pray for you. I think they're going to use this room at 10:30 for cherub choir. So, but I'll be here until 10:30. And you're welcome to leave when you need to pick up your kids. So I hope it's just going to be relaxing and refreshing for you. Okay, so before we go, I'm going to pray for you. And I'll send you off and get started. Okay, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, that you are God who wants to speak to us. Lord, You're not a God who is distant, but you're a God who is very near. And Lord, I pray that this morning we will just be able to bask in that presence, that loving presence that you offer to us. Father, I pray for these ladies here that their time with you will be refreshing, renewing, and just really meet them where they're at. And Lord, you know perfectly what each mother needs today. And Lord, I pray that this time will be a time where they can be honest, open with you, and Lord, to be able to receive what you want to teach them today. Lord, if there is any specific guidance, if there's anything you would like them to know, I pray that the communication lines will be open, and Lord, that they'll be able to hear your word directly from you. Lord, I pray for protection from the enemy who may seek to interrupt or disturb this time. Lord, I pray that they'll be able to put those distractions and questions at your feet and rest in you. Lord, I thank you so much for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.